be in the Lord's house once again this morning, and I'm not sure exactly where we're going or how this is all going to unfold today, and may take just a little bit to get things going. I don't know.
Bless you, Lord.
I definitely have prayed and asked the Lord to lead and send me in the direction that He would have me to go this morning. I want to ask you a question this morning, since Jerry had a question for you. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. I want you to give some thought to it, and you might have to let your mind go just a little bit and let go of all the things that are maybe currently on it. And I want you to think about something this morning. This morning, if this pulpit represented the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, if this was Him standing here and all around you was everything of the world, all that you own, all that you have this morning, if everything around you, surrounding you all, was all the things of the world this morning, and you was told that there was going to be a great quake come, that low about right in this area, everything here was going to collapse and fall to utter destruction. All that is around you up here on this surface would all vibrate off and fall into utter destruction this morning. And that the only way that you could possibly live, the only way you could possibly survive, because you would not be able to survive if you stood here on your own, is by coming and wrapping your arms around the Lord Jesus Christ this morning and holding on with everything you got. What would you do this morning?
Amen.
What would you do this morning? Would you have a desire to live? To truly live? To let go of everything and wrap your arms around the Lord and hold on this morning?
Amen.
Let go of everything. Let go of the house, the car, all the materialistic items, all the cares and worries. Let go of it all. Or would you try to hang on to something? Hey, would you find yourself this morning one arm on Christ and one arm on something else, trying to hold on to something in this world? What would you do this morning? The book of Romans, chapter 12. Book of Romans, chapter 12, where I'm going to begin reading this morning. I don't know how much reading may not do a whole lot more than this. Book of Romans in chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yeah.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
A couple things I want you to think about this morning to keep on your mind as I share some things with you, what the Lord has laid upon my heart this week. It says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This morning, what is your reasonable service this morning?
Amen.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This morning, I want you just to think about those things. What is your reasonable service this morning? I want to take you back to the beginning when God created this earth that we live on. You know, we remember that back when He created man, He had also created all the trees, and all living things had been created, and seen His creation and that it was good.
Yeah.
He created man and put man in a garden and said that it was not good for man to be alone. And He created woman from the rib of a man. And, you know, as Adam and Eve was in the garden, surrounded by all the goodness that God had made, you know, you know about all the trees that were good for fruit that were about the garden. And how the Lord had told him and gave him instruction that of all the trees of the garden, once again, remember that they're surrounded by goodness. Everywhere that they turn, they see goodness all around them. And God said that you can partake of all these trees, eat of the fruits thereof, of every single one of them, but one tree. One tree. There was a tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that sat in the midst of the garden.
That's right.
God said unto them that of this tree you are not to eat of.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat of this tree, thou shalt surely die.
Yeah.
That's what he told them. Man was surrounded by all kinds of goodness. It was everywhere he turned, goodness was around him.
Mm-hmm.
Man's reasonable service was to obey and be obedient unto God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere he turned and everywhere he looked was goodness. But lo and behold, in the midst of the garden, there in the middle of the garden, stood a tree.
Bless you, Lord.
And this morning, you know, as I've done my reading and I've thought about it and studied and talked to the Lord about it, you know, this tree, no doubt, that the Bible says was a tree that was that looked desirous. I mean, you desired it. You've seen that the fruit upon it was good for food. And it talks about that when the devil was talking to Eve and trying to deceive her and get her to partake of the tree in which God had told her not to. And it was a tree that was it looked wonderful to the eye, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
And,
amen.
You know, it wasn't like this evil tree that was all dark and black and it looked ugly and you wouldn't want to go near it. No, it was something that drew you in, no doubt, right?
But
we know in the garden that we were surrounded by all this goodness, all these trees we could partake of anywhere at any time. And yet there's this one set in the midst that we were told not to take part of.
Yeah. Amen.
As we know how the story went, Eve took the tree, knowledge of good and evil. She went to Adam, gave unto him to eat as well.
Bless you.
And we know what happened after that. Their eyes were open.
Mm-hmm.
Sin was created, sin was formed, evil was brought into the world.
Bless you, Lord.
There in the garden. And due to their disobedience, God cast Adam and Eve out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Cast them out of a place where they were surrounded with goodness. Isn't it so interesting? Man had it all. Man had it all. There was only one little tree that stood in the way. There was only one little tree that caused him to lose all the goodness that he was surrounded with. I want you to think about something. When God cast him out into the world, and as we know, the world, our sin had been formed in the world, and sin took off. We know that the world, mankind, as the world was being populated, and mankind, defiled, corruptible, an absolute abomination, a mess. Made a mess out of the world that God had created. All that was good. And God come along one day and decided to destroy all living things except Noah and his family and the animals and beasts that he instructed them to load onto the ark. He destroyed all the evilness of man, all the evil works that was being done at that time. But evil was not destroyed in that flood. Evil still existed because evil is not something that you see. You see the results of it, but it lies within the heart of man. Now, Noah and his family come off the ark with the beast and went to repopulate the world. And once again, because sin was not destroyed in the flood, the world went right back to doing what it was doing before. And it's continued on through time. Now I want you to see something this morning. I want you to think about this. In the garden, man was surrounded 360 degrees with all that was good. In the midst stood his stumbling block. Told he could have all this as far as his eye could see. But just stay away from this one thing. What did man do? He partook of that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, friends, the garden got turned inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're surrounded 360 degrees by all that is evil.
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded by all the sickness all the evil, all the defilable, corruptible stuff that there is, it's all around us today.
Amen.
But I want you to see something today. The garden got turned inside out when man fell, when man disobeyed God. Got turned inside out. But you know what? As I look around and see all the evilness of the world, all that's out there, God sent His Son into this world. Hey, He sent a tree and put it in the midst of all the evilness. Huh? He put a tree in the midst of all the evilness. And instead of saying, stay away from this one tree, He's saying, come unto it today. Hey, look all around you. Hey, all this that you're all around, instead of saying you can partake of all this, now He's saying, hey, stay away from all this that's around you and come unto this one tree.
Amen.
Come unto this one tree where you can receive life everlasting. Hey, it's right here. All around you is death. All around you is evil.
Yeah.
Hey, but come unto this one tree right here. Hey, eternal life exists right here. But you must come out from all the monks.
Amen.
The evilness and the darkness of the world.
Amen.
There was a day when man was in the garden and he had everything around him that was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was all good.
Amen.
God said, stay away from this one tree. Stay away from this one tree.
That's not
the problem we have today is that Jesus is standing in the midst of a dark world. An evil world. He is the light that come into the world to save our souls. He is in the midst of all the darkness. And we've been told, we've been called to come forward out of the darkness. Wrap our arms around the Lord Jesus Christ and to hold on. He'll wrap His around you.
Amen.
And to never let go. But I'm going to tell you what the problem is today. Hey, you know what? Man don't want to come out of the darkness. Man don't want to let go of everything in order to have life everlasting. Hey, they want to take what they've got with them if it were to be possible. Hey, but I know what the Word says because I seek out what the Word says. I seek out the kingdom of heaven, and the Word tells me we can't take things of this world with us. Hey, you need to make a decision today whether you're going to live for God or whether you're going to live in this world. Hey, there's been many of us come out of the darkness. Maybe we come into the light a little bit, got just a little bit of a taste of it, but lo and behold, hey, we started getting drugged back out into the darkness. I tell you what happens a lot of times, you got people out here in the darkness, hey, that'll never come into the light. Hey, they won't even get close to it to even feel a little bit of what it's like. Hey, they've got people telling them about it. Hey, there's those that are in the light. Hey, they're standing there along that wall between the lights of darkness. Hey, and they're hollering out to them, hey, come on into the light. Hey, you need to get out of that darkness because in that darkness is everlasting, eternal damnation. Hey, there's a hell awaiting you to come. Hey, there's a pit with your name on it. I'm just waiting for you to come. Hey, you need to get on into the light. Haul and escape that torture that lays ahead for you. Hey, there's life everlasting in the light. Hey, but man won't come out of it. You know why? Hey, because they've got so much around them.
Yeah.
Hey, so much that their heart desires.
Right.
Hey, they're not willing to let go of it. No care or concern about when this life is over. No care or concern about when this world passes away and all the things of it. Hey, there's people out here in the world that they're so deep and involved in it. Hey, they just can't let go. But every now and then you got a few. Hey, you got a few out here in the darkness. Out here playing in the sins of the world. Hey, but you know what? Hey, they get a little taste of the light. Hey, they see something. It makes them a little curious, so they come in. Hey, some of them might even shut the door. Leave that world behind and come on into the light. Hey, but you know what? It sometimes doesn't take too much. Hey, there's a lot of them like to leave that door open. Hey, they want to come in and get a little bit of the light, feel a little bit of what God has for them. Hey, but they're not willing to leave what's out there behind. Hey, there's a lot of them standing around at the threshold between light and darkness. Hey, they're on this side for a little while. Hey, once a week or an hour or two. justify. You can't earn it. And you can't buy it. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what you own. Hey, there's going to come a day, Bible says, when all will stand before God. Hey, when you do, hey, you don't have no money. Hey, you don't have no fine house. Hey, you don't have no cars. Hey, you don't have the lust of the flesh. Hey, you don't have the pride. You have nothing. Hey, to offer up to God to get you out of that place. Hey, let me tell you something. We're not guaranteed of tomorrow. Hey, I don't know what kind of shape you're in today, but I'm going to tell you something. Hey, when you get your arms wrapped around Christ, hey, you become a new preacher in Christ. Let me tell you something. Hey, you've heard it preached before. Hey, but I don't think a lot of people get it. Oh, it took me a long time to get it. I'm going to tell you something. Once you hold on to Christ, hey, and you let go of all this stuff in the world, hey, and you put it all behind you, hey, not just the materialistic things, but all your cares and worries, all the things that distract you and hinder you from serving God. Hey, when you let it all go and you hold on to Christ, hey, with everything you got, He'll make a new creature out of you. Hey, you'll find a love that you never known before. Hey, you'll want to serve Him. You'll want to praise His name. Hey, you'll want to do everything you can, hey, to get people ready to go. Because I'm telling you, friend, hey, there's a lot of people sitting in a church pew today. While they're sitting back here in the church pew somewhere this morning, hey, they're sitting here and they're hearing the word preached in the church somewhere. Hey, they lost and undone. Hey, oh, I'm a Christian though. Hey, I come to church on Sunday. I'm in church every Sunday because I'm supposed to. That's what Mom and Daddy said I was supposed to do. Hey, I go to church on Sunday. Hey, but when it's over, hey, they get up and they walk away from the light. Hey, they open the door and go right back into the darkness of the world. Hey, and this is where they live the rest of the week. Hey, they decide to come on back next Sunday, maybe if it's convenient. Sit back down in a pew and think everything's okay. Hey, I'm in church, so I'm going to heaven. Oh, there was a time I got up and maybe went to the altar. I got down on my knees. Oh boy, I got things all right, and I go back to my pew and everything's fine and dandy now. I got things right with the Lord. Get up when church service is over. Hey, walk right back into the darkness of life that they were living in before.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Let me take some. Let me tell you something this morning. Oh Lord.
Bless you,
Lord. Lord.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something this morning.
Amen.
When you come into the light, truly come into the light, folks, I'm not talking about just coming in and getting a little taste of it. I'm not talking about just getting close enough you can feel it. You know, we can get close, but there ain't nothing like totally.
Amen.
Truly wrapping your arms around the Lord this morning. Giving over everything to Him this morning. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people this morning wants to play in the shadows. They want to live in the shadows. Hey, they're close enough to the light, but they're still trying to hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. A lot of people this morning are doing this right here. They're doing this right here. Truth is you know what? They got more of the body in the darkness than they do in the light, but it ain't gonna matter. Hey, God says, I'd rather be hot or cold,
that's
one
right,
or the other. Hey, you can't live in the middle. You can't play in the shadows.
Right.
Hey, either get the light holy completely and turn away. He says, separate yourself. Be a separated people. Come out of you.
Amen.
Hey, you gotta make a decision today. Hey, these people.
Bless you.
These people. And it's possible we've got people today, even in our little church, hey, that are so conformed to the world. I appreciate the song you sang this morning right off the bat. Hey, I don't want to get adjusted to this world. Hey, unadjust me from this world. Hey, Lord, will unadjust you this morning from the world. Hey, if you want to get unadjusted, hey, but you got to be willing to give it all up. Hey, you got to present your body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord this morning. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, if you want to be holy, be found holy and acceptable unto the Lord this morning. Hey, you've got to let go of the things of this world. Hey, you've got to let it go and
put it behind you. Hey, for so long. Hey, even after coming and getting things right with the Lord, I found and seen how I was still trying to hold on to things of this world and serve the Lord at the same time. And you just can't do that. Hey, the devil will make you think you can do it. He'll make you think you're okay. Yeah. Hey, I'm okay. He'll tell you it's okay. Oh, it's okay to go out and enjoy all the things of the world. Hey, that are hindering you from being in the Lord's house. Hey, if you go out there and hinder yourself from witnessing the people. Hey, how many things this past week have you done? Hey, that wasn't a light unto somebody. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, when you get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ and He puts a light in you, and I'm talking a light that shines bright. Hey, the longer, the further you get away from Him. Hey, you start going out toward them shadows, your life's going to start getting dim. Yeah. How is it that you can be a light unto the world, as we're instructed to do, if you're not living your life completely, solely, wholly, letting go of the things of the world and holding on to the Lord Jesus Christ with everything you got this morning? Let me tell you something. There's nothing in this world. There's nothing in this world that's going to get me into heaven except the Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
Amen.
There's nothing. It doesn't matter how much I have, how little I have. This morning, would you give it up? Would you give it all up if the Lord told you this morning and said, look,
I
give everything you own, everything you have. Walk out. Leave your home. Leave everything you got. Give it all up this morning. Would you happily do it for the Lord this morning? Or is everything you have in this world this morning, is it your riches? All our comforts? All our comforts? All that we have? Are you willing to give it up this morning? Are you holding on to the Lord Jesus Christ so tight this morning? Huh? That you give it all up? Because He's a great destruction coming. The Lord tells us that this world's going to pass away and everything. Everything.
Amen.
Everything.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be found when that happens? Mm-hmm. That day might come tomorrow for you.
Yeah. Amen.
Where are you going to be? Are you going to be found holding on to the Lord Jesus Christ with everything you got? Huh? He says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
You have a reasonable service this morning.
Amen.
Be found holy and acceptable unto God this morning. That is your reasonable service. You know how you do your reasonable service this morning? You love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
With
all thy soul, with all thy mind this morning. You love Him.
Yeah.
You love thy neighbor as thyself. You keep His commandments. You seek out His instructions in the Word this morning.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. If you truly love the Lord God and you call yourself a Christian this morning, if you're truly saved, a child of God, you do those things. Because it is your reasonable service this morning. It is your reasonable service this morning. I don't know about you, but I want to be found holy and acceptable before the Lord. I want and have a desire to live a righteous life.
Amen.
I cannot be righteous on my own, but through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Bless the Lord.
And His Word tells each and every one of us how to live righteously. And we should desire that. Let go of the things of this world this morning. All the cares, all the materialistic things of it. Hey, I'm telling you something. I have something and felt something that I almost don't even know how to put into words, but I'm telling you, when you let go of everything you have, when nothing in this world matters to you except Jesus Christ, His Word, what it says, and its instructions on how for me to live righteously, to come out of the darkness and to present my body a living sacrifice, to give myself, you know what? I'll tell you what. You know what's wrong? You know what's wrong with a lot of people today? They're sitting down on a pew somewhere acting like God owes them something this morning. God owes me something this morning.
Bless you.
Hey, God, He owes me a blessing. Hey, a lot of them are putting conditions on things. Well, if God would do this for me, I'd do better. I'd go to church more. If God would do this for me, I might, teach Sunday school. I might help out, or I might live better. If God would just do this thing for me, you know what people are asking for? They're asking for worldly things this morning. That's what they're wanting God this morning. Hey, let me tell you something. God gave all. Hey, when God sent His Son into this world, hey, He gave it all. Hey, Jesus Christ come and He gave all. Hey, but you know what, mankind? This morning is acting like, Jesus owes me something this morning. God owes me something this morning. Hey, let me tell you something. He don't owe you anything. Hey, but you owe Him a reasonable service this morning.
That's true.
And that's the message that He has for us this morning.
Amen.
Life everlasting. Salvation. It's a gift. It's a free gift.
Amen.
Brother Eric, give us a song of invitation, Mary, if you would.